Do you find those after-dinner games between the generations exciting? Here's my favorite, Monopoly. Monopoly on the Truth. To play Monopoly on the Truth, all you need to do is to think that your opinion is better than everyone else's, and you don't even need a playing board, okay?
Okay, Boomer.
Well, actually, it's not okay. Because though Monopoly on the Truth is exciting and agitating and aggravating
and...
Stop!
Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
As you remember in part one, Eileen Kinder is a single mother who has faced the usual, taking care of her teenage son while working several jobs to pay rent and keep food on the table, which she cooks. Things weren't looking very good for Eileen until a few days ago when...
Robert?
Hi.
Hey.
I was resting my eyes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's time to wake up.
I can't hear you.
Hello?
I can't hear you. Speak up. I can't hear you.
Are you there, dude?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Boy, you got spaghetti there? Where are my reading glasses? Oh. Oh, you're knitting. Oh, and you seem...
Almost. It's crochet.
Oh, crochet. I'm batting 1,000 so far. I may as well have some coffee. Okay, so you look... You've got this aura of success. Now, as remember, the last month when we talked together, you were having all sorts of problems. One of them was your job. What's happened?
Well, I was on a good job hunt for a while there, and I was getting very discouraged for that. It was a few failed interviews, so I started to lose my mojo in a sense, like Austin Powers. And just this week, I had a really good interview, and I got offered the job on the spot, so I found my mojo.
And how's it feel having mojo again?
It feels good. I mean, it's not totally back. Yep, mm-hmm. So I have my mojo back, getting on the mend.
Now, as we showed last time, a picture of you, which you painted, which is beautiful, you... got your degree in art, and you mentioned before that you were burned out, in effect. You were tired of looking for jobs or doing these jobs here, jobs there, and then taking care of your son. How are things going now?
Well, I mean, it's still a struggle because I haven't started my job yet, but I am very hopeful and confident in the future for whenever I do that job and start getting a good steady income from one place, you know, not having to scramble between multiple ways of making the ends meet. And, you know, that feels pretty good. Feels really good.
I would think so. Now, going to your original choice in life to be an artist, are you feeling a little better about doing that now that you're not so burned out?
Yeah, I am, but I mean, I still think, you know, I've got to give it time to let things adjust and then see where it goes from there, because it is, you know, you really can't do everything, so sometimes it comes down to a choice of what you're going to prioritize in your free time. Not even so. It comes down to that, where you have to figure out what you're going to prioritize, because, you know, having a child, usually, if you're lucky in the way of like having the means to get them to do extracurricular activities, then you know, that would be the priority in free times. And we do draw together sometimes, and that
oh good
really special to slow
I
down
I think so
and
does your son have an artistic capability? Is he talented?
Yeah, I think he does, but I think that everyone has that artistic ability. I think we're all creators and artists, but it's about how what was in front of us when we were kids growing up, and then what you got to do. And yeah, you might have like fallen in love with the craft more than other people did, but I just think that, you know, if anybody at a young age more so put the time into it, that, you know, anyone can be great with art. Oh,
that's nice to hear. And I took piano lessons, and I might start playing the piano again. I really love music, and that's one of my goals in the future, is to start playing the piano again.
That would be great.
I reached a point. Yeah, I reached a point, and I don't know what it was, why it was. It's happened to me with flying and scuba diving and other things, where I just stopped. Then I stopped the piano, and I want to start again. Now, let's look into the future. 1 year. Where do you see yourself in 1 year? You, your family, your boyfriend, and your son.
I see us just, you know, being more comfortable in life, not being so stressed out because of survival. I think that we're going to find a little sweet spot after a long time of hardships and perseverance that, you know, after a while, something's got to give. And I think that that's where we're going to be at.
Yes, I've seen this with several people, even Generation X's, working two or three jobs and trying to just keeping things together as best they can. And then I've seen on television and on the web where they've got these programs where you can borrow money on your smartphone, you know, before you get paid. So it's payday early, that type of thing. So I see a lot of people struggling now with finances and, you know, buying the basics such as food that's gotten even more expensive than it was a year ago. So both of you are working, you've got a son in school, and things are beginning to look positive for you.
Yep. And I think it is symbolic of the time being in the new year, or I'm romanticizing it together anyways, that it's the new year and we're getting more daylight every day at this point. And, you know, the spring will be right around the corner. But living in Tennessee, we're lucky with that anyways, where our winters are very spotty. So it could be really cold this week, but it could feel like spring next week. And all the spring flowers and buds will be coming in soon. And, you know, just growth.
I have some mint growing. I started growing it in the summer, and I brought it in on the cold days. It's still growing. So you can't do that in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah. Well, any final words, Eileen?
Nope.
Okay. That was quick, direct. And what are you making there?
I am working on a funny little scarf.
Ah, it's pretty color, too, light green. Eileen Kindred, thank you very much, and thank you for showing the scarf.
Yeah, thanks for looking.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, one word that begins with a W and ends with a K changed Eileen's world. Okay?
Okay, Boomer.
Okay. This is Robert Brickman,